Hello, good evening. My name is Gustavo and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a shared public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. With which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you so much. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I'm going to vote.
Is that definitely going to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place.
That's the polling place.
All right. Thank you so much. What is your main racial background? White, Caucasian, African-American, or Black, Hispanic?
Yeah, white,
Asian?
Caucasian.
Thank you so much. What is your age?
70.
Thank you so much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one is Jack Mariano.
Yeah, what's the opinion?
Well, you can tell me that is for you is favorable or unfavorable, or if you have no opinion, or if you have never heard of each person.
Right now, it's no opinion.
No opinion. Thank you. And Chris Nocco?
Was that another name? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chris Nocco.
Oh, Chris Nocco. Okay, yeah. Yeah, very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Gabriel Papadopoulos?
Yeah, no opinion.
Thank you. Mike Fasano?
What was the last name?
Mike Fasano?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. Christina Fitzpatrick?
No opinion.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
Definitely do not like her. What's negative?
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. And the last one, Lisa Yeager?
Yeah, no opinion.
Thank you so much. You will now be asking a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Brad Yeager or Kirk Phillips?
I haven't decided yet.
All right, thank you. And if you have to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Brad Yeager or Kirk Phillips?
Well, I haven't done my research yet, so I can't say that. The 20th is still 3 weeks away.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent and schools were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? John Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
Well, again, I haven't done my research yet, so I can't make an opinion.
But if you have to choose, which candidate are you leaning towards?
Well, I'm not going to choose blindly. I'll do my research.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Christina Fitzpatrick, Gabriel Papadopoulos, or Lisa Yeager?
Well, again, This poll is coming to me when I'm not prepared to make an opinion, so I can't give a favorable or opinion yes or no. I don't want to just give somebody an answer to make their polls look good.
Just for the survey, I mean,
somebody once asked me about bottled water. If I drank bottled water, would I choose the Zephyr Hills or whatever the name of what's, I don't drink bottled water. I can't do your survey. But sir, if you did drink this bottled water, would you prefer? And I can't do that. I don't. You know, I'm not going to give an opinion on something I've never tried. So, with the importance of the election, polls are important because they do sway people. I can't give a, if it was taken today, if I voted today, who would I pick? I don't know.
I completely understand. Because actually, the survey is almost everything about candidates.
Right. And normally I don't even do polls on the phone.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
You're
being polite.
No, Jez, you are very kind, sir. If you want, I could try to finish this survey. Actually, it is all about the candidates. But I am going, just for quality purposes, I am going to read you all the options here. Lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
San Mariano.
I'm sorry?
Which is the Republican?
I don't have that information.
All right. Well, basically, isn't this a Republican primary, or does this have Republican and Democrat for these commissioners' seatings?
Are
these people from all different parties?
Well, maybe I think that maybe yes.
Okay. All right. Next question.
The next question is, if you have to choose, which candidate are you leaning towards? It's about the same, Jack Mariano or Gina Finocchiaro?
Mariano.
All right, thank you. And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate that as well. I'm going to read you the choices, the options. The first one is, saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message.
Something in the mail.
Something
in the mail. And text message.
And text message. All right. Have you received a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer?
Repeat the last part again. You're breaking up.
Yeah, have you received a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer?
No.
No. All right, thank you. And, did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Lisa Yeager in the election for Pasco County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Okay, make no difference.
No difference. All right. You will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
And is that somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college, trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's
degree. I got it. High school and some college and trade.
All right. Thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded the survey. Well, I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Goodbye.